Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. This is the Positive Truth, where we're bringing positive news that we know you're not hearing enough of. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing amazing, sir. How are you?
Doing wonderful, sir. Thank you for asking. We got six positive news stories we want to talk about today, just like we do every Wednesday and Friday. And on Mondays, we do our little video/audio-visual episodes, where we bring in an interview or talk about an inspirational story. But before we get to our six positive news stories, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Helps us out so much, spreads this positivity around to more people. We also have a Facebook where we post positive news stories, a YouTube and Twitter where we post our videos and links, and an Instagram where you can see Tim's pretty face. And Tim is not only a pretty face, he's a man with positive news stories. So what do you got, Tim?
Ha ha, take that, world. I have a cool story from San Diego. Dan Longardia, he was trading in his Scion at an auto city, and he basically was trying to buy a new BMW. When he was trading in his car, he overheard another car salesman with a lady who was frantically crying because she couldn't get finance to get a car. That being said, she kept crying. He realized what was going on, and he walked over and he said, "Is there any possible way I can help? Or is there any way that they could help?" And she said no and started crying even more. And he did what I thought was pretty awesome. He said, "Hey, I don't want to trade in my car. Go ahead and sign it over to her." And she is she's a struggling college student that's in nursing school right now, and she works two jobs. And she's been borrowing cars from friends and family to get by. And now it was time for her to get a car because she just didn't have any way to get around anymore. And this, you know, guardian angel came out of nowhere and helped her out. Super awesome story. I'll share the article to the Facebook page so you guys can check it out. And yeah.
Yeah, that's beyond awesome. You're going to nursing school. You got two jobs. Oof. Yeah, you definitely need a car, girl.
Yeah, man. Most definitely.
Shout out to him. Just giving the car away. It's absolutely awesome.
Tú sabes.
Speaking of awesome, Tim knows I don't watch TV, but have you heard of a Netflix show called Mario Kondo? Or Maria
no.
Kondo?
No, I have not.
So apparently, Marie Kondo is she's an author. It's from a best-selling book. It's called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. In January, it debuted on Netflix in a series called Kondo. Through a translator, it helps families control their clutter. It's 8 half-an-hour episodes that have millions of views. It's basically just about getting rid of anything in your life that doesn't spark joy and tidying up. Since January, there have been an extra 5 million pounds of donations to local Goodwills and like other charities. From people just giving their stuff away, like, "We don't need this because it doesn't spark joy." Which is in turn going to people that need it.
And it does spark joy. Boom, mind blown.
Perfect, Tim. That wasn't even planned. I just think it's awesome. A TV show inspiring people to get rid of the clutter and give back to others. Nothing better than that, and I wanted to talk about it. Surprised you haven't heard of this TV show, Tim. You're always up on the trends.
Man, I guess not on Netflix. I'm not onto that positive news stuff, man. I'll be watching all kind of random stuff.
Well, check out the little Kondo with the K.
Got you. Most definitely will now, man.
And shout out to that show. Hopefully it gets another season and keeps inspiring people to give back.
Absolutely, man.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, I have a story about a UPS driver. There's always some cool stories coming with UPS drivers. But this man right here, his name is Holland, and he is from North Carolina. And he was on his route. he was dropping off packages, and he noticed one of the houses that he was dropping off a box to, there was a package that he dropped off there a couple days before, and he noticed it, and he said he got a real bad feeling in his gut. So he decided to knock on the door just to see if anybody was home. So he started knocking, ringing the doorbell, then he started banging because he just started feeling worse. He noticed that the door was open, so he went inside, and he actually found the owner of the home laying down on the ground. He called 911. Ambulance was able to, the paramedics arrived. They picked him up, took him to the hospital. Even though the owner couldn't talk, you could tell, he said that you could tell he needed somebody there, that he hasn't been, nobody has seen him in days. And come to find out, he was dehydrated, needed to eat. He couldn't move. He was an elderly man. Made it to the hospital. He survived. Everything's okay. And he ended up making a Facebook post, not the man that fell, but the UPS driver, Holland. And he said he just wanted to make it a point to tell everybody that you FedEx drivers, you mailmen, you have to understand these houses that we go to, we're sometimes the only people they see for days at a time. So if you have a gut feeling about something, please check it out. And he just wanted to bring some awareness to everybody that's in his profession. I thought it was awesome because he's obviously a man just doing his job, but he went above and beyond customer service for sure.
Yeah, he saved a life. That's definitely going above and beyond.
Do sabes.
Speaking of which, I know we're at the halfway point, but before we get to our halfway point, did you see? I was in, I think, the barber shop, and it was a commercial about Walmart and how many like positive news stories people and like employees in Walmarts have done in the past year.
Nah, I've never seen that commercial.
Wow, Tim. The person that does it.
I know. This is wicked. New year, new you.
New year, new me, boo-boo. Anyway.
That caught everybody off guard.
So... It's a Walmart story where they're, you know, hyping up their employees. They did all these positive news stories over the past year, and we covered them all.
And oh, for real?
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of awesome.
Take that, world.
It was just like, yeah, people just doing their part and giving back and helping out the community, just like the UPS driver, man.
Heck yeah.
And now we are at the halfway point, where me and Tim like to do audio meditation, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. So me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing that they're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Sunny days. Man, it was about 50, 52 degrees, 54 degrees today. It's nice and sunny. I had a beautiful practice with the kids. I just enjoy looking at, you know, flowers and grass starting to get green. I'm just enjoying this weather right now, I'm not gonna lie. I know it's about to get bad again, but I definitely am grateful for sunny days.
I find that funny because, you know, I have class the day we're recording this from basically 8 to 5 something. And so when I'm walking in the morning, it's like sunny, but it's like ice cold. And then like the afternoon, it's kind of better. And then like 5 o'clock, it's warm. Or like 3 o'clock, it's warm, like 50 degrees. And by like 6, it's like gone. So I feel like I got the full extent of that sunny day.
That's pretty funny.
I like how you only got the best of it. Great, good for you, Tim.
I know, right?
And good for your runners. I'm grateful for basketball. I know I've said this before, but a lot of the people in my life that I've met and made friends with, close friends with, I would say 90% is because of basketball, including Tim, by the way.
Facts.
So it's kind of crazy to me how one commonality can bring so many people together, and I just think it's absolutely awesome. And I also have deliberately waited for this positive news story until me being grateful for basketball, because I have a basketball player. He's kind of tall, really, really good at basketball, named Kevin Durant. And in his hometown of DC, he funded a college track. And it's at the Durant Center, and it's an after school program. It's called College Track, which basically helps people get that college track to college, the track to college, mess that up. I think it's absolutely awesome. It's in what they call Durant Center, which is money he's given back to his community to build a center to help kids in his low income DC community have a chance at college. Kevin Durant giving back. I just think it's awesome.
Man, he gives back quite a bit. He's definitely one of the most hated basketball players in the NBA right now, but he definitely gives back to every community he touches.
I mean, it's just important to realize it's cool to not like someone because they're not on your team, but off the court, they're still actual people and they do great things, and they're just normal people that want to give back and use their platform for the better almost always.
Man, I agree 100%. And I actually have somebody that has been doing that year after year, using his platform to do something amazing. And my aunt actually texted me about it last week, and I completely forgot to bring it up last episode, but I'll bring it up today. It's about Tim Tebow. Every year he does his Night to Shine. And Night to Shine is sponsored by Tim Tebow Foundation. And it's an unforgettable prom night experience. And it's for people ages 14 and older with special needs. And it's an amazing event that I know you get to volunteer at. My aunt volunteers at her church the last 2 years she has, at least. She let me know about it. And she said it's an amazing experience. It's nothing but smiles everywhere. The videos and articles that I have seen online have always been amazing. So shout out to Tim Tebow, the Tim Tebow Foundation. You guys are out there doing amazing work. The fact that it keeps being brought up to me every single year makes me smile, because that means that positivity is still shining.
It's not becoming one positive act. It's becoming a tradition of positive acts.
Man, that's the goal, though, right?
Absolutely. Another thing of goal of like positivity is bringing people together. And in Arizona, women are coming together to make a brewery of beer. But how is that positive, JP? Well, it's 100 ladies who craft specially made beer, and they donate all of the proceeds to women charities in the community.
So this is like a hobby of theirs?
A passion, I guess you could say. So they make Persistent Pale Ale, the name the ladies gave to this year's charity craft beer. Last year it raised basically $11,000, and it was presented a check to 4 local women's shelters. They ended up making 40 barrels, and it was the largest amount of money they'd made in their fourth year. I think it's awesome. They said it's a male-dominated industry, but they wanted to bring the females and the beer industry together, and they wanted to give back to local women's shelters. They couldn't think of no better way to connect with each other, do something positive for the community. And I just think it's awesome.
Heck yeah, it's awesome, man.
Actually, another positive news story. I don't know if I've talked about this on here, but I work at a really expensive steak restaurant in Oklahoma City. And we sell a bottle of wine called the Continuum. I hope I said that right. No, it's not the Continuum. It's the Conclusion. It's from Stag's Leap Vineyard. It's a Cabernet. And it's made from people that live here in Oklahoma City. And every year, all the money from that bottle of wine all goes to charity. They've been doing it for 6 years. And this year, it's going to the Women's Project Society in Oklahoma. So for 6 years, they've been making this bottle of wine that they've been making $0 for. So if you do like wine, you should check it out, because it's going to a good cause. And drink responsibly. I feel like we should say this.
Man, we have so many positive news stories that are right around us that we don't pay attention to. Like, why haven't you said this before, JP?
You mean like 6 months ago? I don't know. That's why we do audio meditation, man. We gotta think about things we're grateful for. We just take it all for granted.
Touche.
Speaking of taking it for granted, we took for granted our positive news stories because we're out of them.
Facts.
We didn't take for granted our positive quotes because Tim's got one.
Yes, I do. I actually have one from LaGuardia, the man who actually gave the car away to the young lady that needed it. He said the car had more value to her than it did for me trading it in. That's going to give her a bit of a jump start in life, which if everybody did that for everybody else, we'd be in a much better place.
10 out of 10 quote, Tim. That was great.
Yeah, I love that one too, man. Hopefully, I had to throw that one at you. Nice little surprise.
Yeah, it was nice. Hopefully this podcast is a jumpstart to someone else's life, and hopefully you can do that in someone else's life this week. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.